go through some of the halachas of vidui. So he spoke about the actual language of the vidui. The Rambam says that the ikar din vidui is the person has to mention in the vidui that his charata that he has and the kabbalah that he has in the future that he's not going to do it. This person says he and he asks for mechila. The Rambam does say, however, the nisuch of vidui, which we say Yom Kippur, does not require all of that. Just saying avol and not to avos enochotano is sufficient. We suggest that maybe that suggests everything which he wants to say. Even though Rambam does say it's important that he should be saying that. Rav Moshe Shrimbach has in Wadam Mismanim, he suggests that there's a difference between the vidui of Yom Kippur and the vidui of the rest of the year, which is the Bechidish. It is a difficult understanding of the Rambam, but our nusach is to say, as printed in the Siddur. Is the Iker vidui, which is saying Yom Kippur, is to be said in Shemoneh Esrei. It's supposed to be, a person is supposed to be Mitzvah L'fnei Hashem. Shemoneh Esrei is a person is standing in front of the Shechinah, he's standing in front of Hashem. So he's being Mitzvah L'fnei Hashem in Shemoneh Esrei. That's why some people raise a question whether you should say Yehiru L'Rotzon even before vidui or not. Because Yehiru L'Rotzon stands as the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. You want to say this in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei while you're still standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some would argue, even if you normally say Yehiru L'Rotzon Imrefi before the paragraph of Elokai Netzor, here you should say it after the vidui, not beforehand. Or each person will follow their minhag as they have, but that is an interesting point which is brought up. It has to be done by mida. A person has to be standing. A person cannot be leaning in a way that if the support was removed, he would fall. He has to be standing. He has to actually verbalize what he's saying. The Rambam says he has to be lahoitzi b'svasov. He can't just think it. He has to actually say it. This mitzvah applies to men and applies to women also. So it's called, the Rambam's language is kol adam yisrael. The din that you have to say it in all of the tefillahs of Yom Kippur is the Rabbanon. You have to say it in all of the five tefillahs of Yom Kippur. In the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and there's also that is the Rambam says that, but then the Rambam brings our minhag is to say it also, or our, the halacha is to say it also during the Chazar Hashatz, together with the Chazan. We say it one more time erev Yom Kippur, also in Shemoneh Esrei, that a person should be zayecha at least Chas Hashalom. A person doesn't make it to Yom Kippur, at least he said to Yom Kippur, he at least said a vidui beforehand. If a person wants to add into the vidui, he wants to add in a specific vidui that he did. He wants to say he did something. He knows he did something wrong, so it is proper that he should mention in the vidui, in his private vidui, he should mention that he's done something wrong and he's say that about that vidui that he's done. He doesn't want to do it again, and he's being misvada on that. That should be said quietly. That's an vidui. A person should not publicize what he's done wrong. He should say that quietly. The only exception to that halacha, you're allowed to say it out loud if you wanted to. Person, it's something which is between two people, and it's known. People know about it. So then you can person, I admit that I did something wrong publicly. That's good. But something which is private, a person should keep private. One last point about the vidui. There's a minhag that a person, when they say the vidui, they hit their chest with their hand. I've gotten this question over the years. Where exactly do you? At what point? So Hashamnu is very easy. Hashamnu. Alchei shechatanu lefonecha. Which? What word do you say? Do you hit yourself? I mean, it's not the most difficult question to deal with. Whatever you do is fine. The Mekar Chaim from the Chavos Yor says that you should hit yourself by the word chatanu. Not when you say the actual whatever it is. It's a chiddush that he has, and by the chatam shanu chayavim aleim, he says when you say the word shanu chayavim, when you say that the fact that you did the aveira, not what you did, but the fact that you did an aveira, that is the moment that you have to say my lev has caused me not to recognize the importance of what I'm doing, and therefore I'm mocking myself on my chest. Everybody have a good morning.